Of course, some kids are not good at sports. Commentator Earl Pomerantz used to be one of them. He remembers how he still managed to overcome his aversion to summer camp, where athletic competition held sway.
I went to Campo Gamma for 13 years. Just thinking about it gives me a stomachache, and for good reason. The first time I went, I didn't even know I was going. My mother handed me a flashlight she said my older brother had forgotten, and when I got on the bus to return it to him, the doors closed and I went to camp. Why didn't I want to go? Well, there are things that have always been important to me. I like being able to choose what I eat. I like watching television, and I like privacy. Camp had none of those things. You ate what they gave you. There was no television. And as for privacy, the stalls and the bathrooms didn't have doors on them. I tried not to go for 8 weeks, but you can't do that. On the other hand, the camp had a beautiful lake, which for some reason was brown. Magnificent surroundings, which mean nothing when you're nine and you're dying to watch Gunsmoke. It also offered a great variety of sports, none of which I could play. For me, camp was a nightmare with trees. The things I liked weren't there. The things I stunk at, they made me do. I was not a happy camper. It fell to my counselor to find something I'd be good at. With every sporting event off the table, he put me in a play, or more accurately, a pageant. We did pageants because Campo Gamma in the 50s placed a high priority on political awareness. If the camp were a Hollywood screenwriter, it would probably have gone to jail. Accompanying the pageants were color war competitions. But instead of the red team, the blue team, the green team, and the yellow team, the event was packaged as the Hungarian Revolution, and the teams were the workers, the farmers, the students, and the political prisoners. In my first pageant, I played Gandhi, mainly because he didn't eat anything and neither did I. I had this long speech, which included the word totalitarianism. I couldn't remember it, so I wrote it on my arm. Unfortunately, I was nine, which meant that I had short arms and I wrote big. I wrote Totala down one arm and Tarianism up the other. The good thing was, I'd found something at camp I didn't stink at. Something that made me feel accepted and capable and excited and special. It was fun. I guess that's why I went back 12 more times. And why I wish I could go again.
Earl Pomerantz lives in Santa Monica, California.